we are few in number today because many of us are gone, but we are happy that you are here to be with us today. I've chosen not to follow a theme of Thanksgiving since it is Thanksgiving weekend, but we are grateful to the Lord for his blessings anyway, and we want to just acknowledge him as far as he is concerned for what he has done in our lives. So if you will please turn in your hymnals to responsive reading number 712. We want to speak to him about his love for us and give him thanks. 712, please. And are we all there? Amen. And what I want is, what I'd like for you to do is those on my left will read the light print, and those on my right will read the dark print responsively, please. And we'll start over here.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of his love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. In wisdom he made the heavens, his love endures forever.
He laid the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever.
He remembered us
when his love endures forever.
The sun to rule by day, his love endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule by night, his love endures forever. And rescued us from our enemies, his love endures forever.
He gives good to all his creatures, his love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of heaven for his love. Let us bow our heads, please. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for abiding with us when we do not always do as you would have us to do. We thank you for having wooed us to you when we were rebels and when we thought we knew what we needed to do. And we come today with humble hearts. We come thanking you for who you are and for what you have done. We thank you for your dear son, Jesus. And we ask that you would continue to lead, guide, and direct us in your way so that very soon when your son, Jesus, comes in the clouds of glory, we can hear our names called and we can be lifted up and be with you forever in that place where your love will continue to endure forever. And it is in the precious name of your son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. Now we'll get to the issue at hand. We are all watching television and reading the newspaper, and we see that there are signs, right? And these signs are the signs of Jesus' coming. We know that his coming is imminent. And as far as the signs are concerned, we think that it will not be that long. We need to be working to make sure that this last day message goes out to the ends of the world. And when this message has gotten to the ends of the world, as Matthew 24 says, then he is going to come. There is a work that we have to do. And how is this work going to be accomplished? It is going to be accomplished by our coming into unity coming into oneness. It is to be accomplished by our using the gifts that God Jesus has given to us. We are told in Ephesians 4 that we need to come together in the unity of faith. We need to recognize the gifts that we have been blessed with and put them into practice, so that at the end we come as one body, able to function with all of the parts working as they are supposed to work. Do you know what your strengths and weaknesses are? Do you know what gift you have been endowed with? Some of us do, some of us don't. But the next question is, are you maximizing your gift? Are you putting to the best use what God has given you as an instrument to be able to help this body, this church here in Aiken, and the bigger body of Christ throughout the world to take this last day message to the ends of the earth? What we are about today is for you to recognize what your strengths and weaknesses are, but most of all, what your strengths are, and then to be able to put those strengths into practice so that we as God's body can do the work that we are supposed to do. You have been given these surveys, and these surveys consist of 108 questions, and you are statements, and you are supposed to say on the answer sheet whether you practice these sometimes, almost always, sometimes, or almost never. Now, if you will, open up the survey form that you have been given, and you will see that on the inside of the purple folder, there are the 108 items that you are supposed to read and respond to. And the responses are, as I said, almost always, occasionally, or not very often. There is an answer sheet, and that's why you have the sharpened pencils. The only thing that I ask of you is that you mark firmly so that the answers, that the marks come through on the bottom, and that you be honest with yourselves. Mark firmly and be honest with yourselves. This is supposed to take about 20 minutes. So when you have finished, will you please raise your hand so that I will know. But if we have not all finished by the 20 minutes, I'm going to ask that we stop. These are yours, and you can take them home and complete them if you did not finish them here. When we have finished the 20 minutes, I will go through what you need to do to assess what your strengths and your weaknesses are. Remember that these are not really the spiritual gifts. It just shows you where your strengths and weaknesses are. Before you get started, are there any questions? Well, all you need to do is just put your name here, because you are not going to turn this in to anybody. This is yours for your own edification, for your own benefit, so that you know what you are capable of doing as far as the gift that God has given to you. And then you can make application of it in this circle. Any other questions? All right, we are beginning. Be honest. All right, the 20 minutes are up. If you have not completed it yet, you are going to be able to take these home and finish them. You may ask, why would we have taken the time, worship time, to do this? I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm handed out things in church and told to carry them home and do them, and have all good intentions of doing them, but I keep putting it off, and it does not get done. Now that you have started with it, you are more likely, once you get home, to complete it. It is important for us to know what our spiritual gift is. It would not have been given so much space in the New Testament if it were not important. Paul writes about it, indicates what it is in 1 Corinthians 12. He also writes about it in Ephesians 4. He also writes about it in Romans 12. And Peter writes about it in 1 Peter 4. So given all of those spaces, there must be an importance for us to know what our spiritual gifts are and to be able to put them into practice. It is even more important now as we come to the end of time, so that we can speed up or hasten the coming of Jesus Christ. It is also important because Jesus tells us that we are, in Matthew 25, that we are all given talents. In fact, he gives us a parable about three people who are given talents. And you know the story of the talents. One is given five talents. One is given two talents. And the other is given one. And then the master goes away, and he tells these men to use the talents that they have to make them productive. The master comes back, and you know what he finds. He finds that the first one, to whom he gave five talents, has doubled his, and he now has 10. The second one, to whom he gave the five talents, has also doubled his. They put them to good use. They used them effectively. They used them for the purpose for which it was given. But then the one that he gave the one to, and you know what he did. When the master left, he went and dug a hole in the ground, and he hid it. And it was there until the master came back. So when the master came back and asked for an accounting, what did you do with what I gave you? The first one was able to say, I doubled it. And you know what the master said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You have done... Let me make sure what he said. But I said Matthew 25. And I had it marked in my Bible to do it. All right. Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thy into the joy of thy Lord. In other words, he had gained admission. He was into the kingdom. And so it was for the second one. He gave him that same bidding. But then he came to the last one, the one who had only one talent. And the Lord says, "What have you produced?" And he says, "Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there," and he gave him that one, "you have what is yours." And the response of the master is, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. He took therefore the talent from him, and it was given to those who had the 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that he hath." He, the unprofitable servant, was cast into the outer darkness, and there was gnashing of teeth and weeping. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be an unproductive servant. I don't want to not know what my talent is and not use it, so that when the Lord comes, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't know about you. I don't know whether you want to respond to the gift that you have been given. I don't know if you don't want to put that into practice. But if we are going to finish the work, if we are going to get this last day message out to the ends of the world, and if we are going to be able to look Jesus in the face when he comes, we must use what he has given us. Would you please take these home, complete them, and then follow the directions in the answer sheet after you open them up. And you will see on the side there is a way for you to rip them open. And when you open them up, this is what you will see. This is what will be revealed to you. There are 9 bars. Don't open them now. If you have finished them, you can go ahead and open them. But if you have not finished them, don't open them. There are 9 bars. At the top and the bottom of each bar, you will see where you have marked in. And you have marked in either 1, 2, or 0. You will count across and under. And then you can put your number on the outside. There is the list of your strengths and your weaknesses, or the list of the spiritual gifts. And where you will have the most numbers or the highest score will be your strengths. And you will see where you need to apply yourself, or where you have been applying yourself. It will be an eye-opener to you. I got some surprises when I did mine. Some things I thought I was supposed to do, I didn't get the higher score. And then some things that I did not think that I had the gift for, I did. As far as this instrument is concerned. But what we need to do, if you get on your knees, is to get on your knees and ask the Lord to help you after this has been revealed, to look around you in this church and see what it is that you can do or you can help do. Because we need every one of us doing what God has given us the capacity to do, doing it, in order for us to be able to go out to Aiken and our communities, our neighborhoods, and tell them about Jesus Christ and about his soon coming. And more explicitly, to tell them about the Sabbath day, because that is going to be the crux of everything when it comes down to it. Are we going to follow God's law? Are we going to follow man's law? We know this, but we need to be using our gifts to take to the ends of the world. Let's bow our heads, please. Father, we thank you for your love for us. And we thank you that you have given us a part in doing your work. You have led us to be your feet and your hands here. You have given us to be your mouthpiece, to speak to those who are in our sphere of influence. And so we ask today that you will humble each one of us and you will let us to see how you do want us to be a part of your work, and that we will consider prayerfully the direction that are the strengths that you have given to us to be able to extol your name and to play a small part in speeding the return of your Son Jesus. Help us to be faithful as Rizpah was. Help us to use the facilities that we have to speed the soon coming of your Son. And then we can be accepted into your kingdom and hear the words, "Enter in, my good and faithful servant." And we ask this in the very sweet and precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.